As you can see, my voice is worse today than it was yesterday. I don't feel all that good. I feel awful, but I don't mind that part. I can fight through the body aches. You guys are smart, though. I'm sure you're well aware of this. It is impossible for me to do my job without my voice. When you're a channel centered around commentary, kind of hard to be effective when it's damn near impossible for me to talk. So please just bear with me today. I know I sound like a drunk frog, but I am doing everything I can to heal my voice. All right. I told you guys this was coming. Last year, when Pat McAfee agreed to sign with the worldwide leader in woke, I told you guys that there would come a point where ESPN imposed their will on the Pat McAfee show. There would come a point where ESPN changed Pat McAfee. If I remember correctly, I believe I said that the first few months would be fine. Everything would be all rainbows and cucumbers. But after 6, 8, 12 months, there would come a point where something happened on the Pat McAfee show that caused ESPN to impose their will. Now, of course, Pat McAfee didn't want to believe that. ESPN will never change me. They've given me their best promise, their best pinky promise, and you can never break a pinky promise. Yeah. Sure, pinky promises have always been so reliable. We have discussed Pat McAfee joining the worldwide leader in woke extensively here on the channel. Every so often, someone will accuse me of not liking Pat McAfee. You're a hater. You're just jealous. Jealous of what? I don't want to work at ESPN. Hell, I don't want to work in the media, period. I don't dislike Pat McAfee. If I sat next to him in a sports bar, we would probably talk about sports for hours. Seems like a good dude. I just don't think he fits the culture at ESPN. And my biggest concern when he signed with the network was the possibility that his show would be negatively changed. Remember last year when Brett Favre sued Pat McAfee? You guys remember that? Brett Favre sued him because Pat McAfee made a joke about him stealing from the poor in Mississippi. I thought it was an innocent joke, wasn't meant to be harmful. For months, Pat McAfee defended himself against the lawsuit. For months, Brett Favre was demanding that Pat McAfee publicly apologize for his attempt at comedy. I didn't agree with the lawsuit then, damn sure don't agree with it now. If we are going to sue every time a comedian or sportscaster makes a joke, there would be no more comedy, sports talk, radio, podcasting. It would cease to exist. Lawsuits are being used in an attempt to silence people. 3 months pass, Pat McAfee, he's still refusing to apologize. All of a sudden, though, we hit the middle of May 2023. Pat McAfee issues a public apology to Brett Favre. Oh, now everything is better. Let's hold hands and sing Kumbaya. What happened 2 weeks later? Pat McAfee announces that he is taking his show to the worldwide leader in woke. What a coincidence! I'm sure executives at ESPN had no influence on Pat McAfee apologizing to Brett Favre. I'm sure it was all coincidental. Tuesday, there was another fake controversy on the Pat McAfee show, another instance where a harmless joke turned into fake outrage and headline news. Aaron Rodgers made his weekly appearance on the show. Over the last few months, Aaron Rodgers and Jim Kimmel, they've been trading jokes back and forth with each other. That's what comedians do, they trade jokes. Now, of course, neither one of these guys are comedians, so it's really just two dudes talking shit to each other. I mean, who cares? No big deal, right? Well, apparently, it is a big deal for the emotional Jim Kimmel. I know I shared this clip yesterday with you guys, but I wanted to play it again because it's important for the context of what I'm about to show you. Watch for yourself.
Has something to do with the Epstein list that came out?
Feels like it. Feels like
it. That's supposed to be coming out soon. That's supposed to be coming out soon.
Look, this guy's been waiting in his wine cellar. I've been waiting in my wine cellar for this thing.
A lot of people, including Jimmy Kimmel, are really hoping that doesn't
happen. All right. All right. Obviously, a clip from this particular program was run on Jimmy Kimmel's show whenever Aaron brought up the list and then Jimmy mocked him for it. Aaron has not forgotten about that, but here we are sitting right in front of that nice bottle of scotch. What do you say? I'm waiting to celebrate something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's been waiting
That's
for
the
that.
One.
He's been waiting for
Yeah, I'll tell you what, if that list comes out, I definitely will be popping some sort of bottle.
Like I said yesterday, no one is taking this seriously. I doubt anyone heard this joke from Aaron Rodgers and really believed that Jim Kimmel would be included on the list of Epstein. If you did take it seriously, that is a you problem. No one should be that naive. Now, once Jim Kimmel saw this, he unleashed an emotional tirade on Twitter where he threatened to sue Aaron Rodgers. Didn't threaten to sue Pat McAfee. Didn't threaten to sue ESPN. He threatened to sue Aaron Rodgers. Now, I can't imagine that Jim Kimmel would actually sue ESPN, considering the fact that their parent company, Disney's been giving him millions of dollars in woke welfare for the last two decades. Not to mention the fact that Pat McAfee didn't do anything wrong here. Hell, ESPN didn't do anything wrong, which is why I was incredibly confused yesterday afternoon when I watched Pat McAfee issue a public apology to Jim Kimmel. Look, you guys know how I feel about public apologies. In most cases, public apologies are insincere. They're meaningless. I damn sure hate to see a public apology when the guy that's apologizing didn't do a damn thing wrong. Now, I have not seen Aaron Rodgers apologize to Jim Kimmel. I'd be willing to bet that Aaron Rodgers probably laughing about the situation. He is not about to get on his knees and apologize to a fake victim. He's not going to apologize to a hypocrite. Last night, I was searching through past segments of Jimmy Kimmel Isn't Live. Wanted to see if Jim had made jokes in the past similar to the joke that was made by Aaron Rodgers about him. Now, obviously, I had to search to find the information because I don't watch Jim Kimmel. I refuse to watch garbage. Back in 2018, Jim Kimmel aired a skit with Tom Hanks where a child was called Sexy Baby and the kid was singing the lyrics to Talk Dirty to Me. Jim seemed to be fine with that skit. I mean, it did air on his show. He also aired a similar skit back in 2015. It was called Boy Love. Those skits were fine. It was just comedy. But when Aaron Rodgers tries to be comedic and it involves Jim Kimmel threatens a lawsuit. Again, rules for thee, not for me. Yesterday afternoon, Pat McAfee, he opened his show by addressing the fake outrage caused by Aaron Rodgers. Patty wanted Jimmy to know, I understand why you're upset. Can we still be friends? Please don't sue me. Let's get together and grill some Franks. I've got a supersized Frank with your name on it. In an obvious attempt to placate to the feelings of Jim Kimmel, Pat McAfee issued one of the most insincere apologies that I've ever heard. It was a confusing apology as well because, like I said, Pat McAfee didn't do anything wrong, didn't say anything about Jim Kimmel. All Pat McAfee did was pretend to be surprised that Aaron Rodgers could make such a painful joke on his show. The fake surprise, I don't think that would have happened before Pat McAfee joined ESPN. Neither would the fake apology. Watch for yourself.
But I can see exactly why Jimmy Kimmel felt the way he felt, especially with his position. But I think Aaron was just trying to talk shit. Now, did it go too far? And a lot of people, Jimmy Kimmel certainly said that was the case. We and I immediately upon it happening, trying to be like, ooh, you know. But that is Aaron and Jimmy. They've been
jousting a bit.
I don't know, you know? So, like, we obviously don't like the fact that we're associated with anything negative ever. We like our show to be an uplifting one, a happy one, a fun one, but it's because we talk shit and try to make light of everything. Mm-hmm. Some things, obviously, people get very pissed off about, especially when they're that serious allegations. So we apologize for being a part of it.
After watching that, tell me that Pat McAfee has not been changed by ESPN. This is a corporate apology meant to cover ESPN's ass and distance themselves from Aaron Rodgers. You heard Pat McAfee say, did Aaron Rodgers go too far? But did you notice? Pat McAfee didn't say that he believed Aaron Rodgers took it too far. He said a lot of people felt that way. Translation? ESPN is once again overreacting to fake outrage on social media. If people were really offended by this joke, it would have been breaking news while Pat McAfee was still on the air. But no one noticed, no one paid attention until Jim Kimmel unleashed his emotional tirade 4, maybe 5 hours later. I think that I think that ESPN forced Pat McAfee to issue this apology. I think Pat McAfee looks at this situation just like the rest of us normal people do. Aaron Rodgers made a harmless joke at the expense of Jimmy Kimmel, the same Jimmy Kimmel who has been making harmless jokes about Aaron Rodgers for months now. Just two guys talking shit, end of story. I truly believe that Pat McAfee sees it the same way that you and I do. The difference is, Pat McAfee has to answer to ESPN, the same ESPN that promised they would never change the Pat McAfee show, the same ESPN that promised they would not impose their will on the show. We are what? 4, maybe 5 months into the Pat McAfee experiment at ESPN, and I believe that promise has already been broken. There was absolutely no reason for Pat McAfee to apologize to Jim Kimmel. This dude claims to be a comedian, can't take a fucking joke. Here's what I think is going to happen going forward. Number one, Aaron Rodgers, I don't think he's going to apologize. ESPN, they are notorious for overreacting to fake outrage. For some reason, Jim Kimmel is one of the prized employees at Disney, even though his ratings are consistently in the pooper. Aaron Rodgers, he has been a problem for ESPN since Pat McAfee joined the network. His theories on the COVID, constantly talking about the Fauci, calling Travis Kelce Mr. Pfizer when he should be addressing him with his appropriate title, Mrs. Swiffer. The mainstream media, they have been pressuring ESPN to remove Aaron Rodgers from the platform. I think Jim Kimmel, I think he's going to apply that same pressure behind the scenes. And I don't think Pat McAfee has the lemons to take a stand against it. I would not be surprised if this past Tuesday was Aaron Rodgers' last appearance on the Pat McAfee show. I think ESPN's going to use this as their excuse to finally get rid of him, which would make ESPN liars, right? I mean, didn't they promise Pat McAfee that he would have full creative control of his show? Stephen A. Smith, he's already falling in line. Last night, Stephen A. was promoting his podcast on Twitter, where he was demanding that Aaron Rodgers apologize to Jim Kimmel. I just don't see that happening. Aaron Rodgers doesn't strike me as the type of guy that apologizes for nothing. I believe that ESPN is going to use this situation with Jim Kimmel as their excuse to remove Aaron Rodgers from the show. He's just too unpredictable. He's too risky. We could be sued over his words. Oh, words. They're so dangerous. Do not be surprised when it happens. I told you from the beginning, the original Pat McAfee show, it could not exist at the Worldwide Leader in Woke. At some point, ESPN would impose their will, and I think we are reaching that point. You know, I'm starting to wonder if Pat McAfee regrets his decision to sign with ESPN. What about you? Do you think he regrets it, or is he starting to regret it? Also, do you agree with Pat McAfee apologizing to Jimmy Kimmel? I don't think Pat McAfee did anything wrong here. This was another insincere apology meant to protect ESPN. In other words, it was meaningless. Do you think ESPN bans Aaron Rodgers from their network? Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Thank you for sticking with me and bearing with me through this one. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.